B-Pod Studios.
We've kept her on waiting on hold long enough,
but she's a sweet lady.
She's just a sweet lady. She plays everybody's mom. She was the mom in the movie E.T. She was the mom in the movie Cujo. And I believe she's playing Dennis Rodman's, like, stepmom or something in some TV movie. It's Dee Wallace Stone. Hi, Dee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Am I hearing something correctly? Are you going to be Dennis Rodman's mom in some movie?
Well, I've been E.T.'s mom, okay?
Yeah.
I'm very versatile. Yeah, well, actually, surrogate mom. When he started out, he lived with a farm family in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And I'm playing that wife and that mother figure for him, yeah.
Now, what about Dennis Rodman himself? Is he going to be in the movie?
He is in it as himself.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't play himself, you know. He doesn't play the part of Dennis Rodman.
Now, in researching this part of his mother, did this woman have a penchant for wild hairstyles?
No, actually, they're like this very simple farm family, but they bonded because their son had accidentally killed his best friend the summer before, and this is a true story, of course, and had really become a recluse, gone into himself, couldn't go to school or anything. And of course Dennis came to play ball and started to coach the little basketball league team, and Dennis was a misfit too, and they bonded and kind of together brought each other out, and he moved in with us with that family for 3 years. And they took care of him and sort of guided him.
You know, looking back, you know, E.T.'s mom, you know, you play the perfect mom. I mean, it's almost like several movies you've played the mom. And do you like playing that role as a mom?
I like playing the role if the script's good, you know? I mean, I'll do anything if the script's good and the part's good.
I guess
I go back and forth between hookers and moms a lot. I don't know what that says, you know?
Well, the first time that I saw you on film, and I guess it might have been truly your breakthrough, was in 10.
Absolutely.
With that great scene with Dudley Moore at the bar.
Oh, thank you for remembering that.
That must have been a fun movie to make with Blake Edwards and all that gang.
Oh, my God. Dudley Moore, are you kidding?
I just
tried to keep up with him. You know, I remember we finished shooting the really long bedroom scene,
yes.
You know, and Blake never watched the actors. He watches the monitor on another set, and we hear him yell across the from the other room, "Oh, I don't know who the heck wrote it, but we're going to print it." And of course, he wrote it, you know. But Dudley had ad-libbed so much, and I had tried to keep up with him so fast that by the time we finished with the scene, it was a mere shadow of what it was starting out to be. So.
Oh, and of course that bedroom scene, a classic. Poor Dudley, you know, the drunk, you know, couldn't perform his duties.
And of course she always, as most women do, take it personally.
Yeah, that was a great scene.
It was, a great scene and a great...
How did you like working with Brian Dennehy, too? That was one of his early films, too.
Oh, Brian's a babe. Well, I've done 3 or 4 things with Brian.
Just a great actor. I think,
yeah.
You know, you got to rate him as one of the best actors around.
Yeah, absolutely. And a very nice gentleman. Really nice guy, yeah. I'm lucky. I don't work with a lot of... I can't say that word on the air, can I?
Well, can you say it? Let me worry about it.
Ass.
You can say it. Well, watch this. D, watch this. Ass.
Oh, good. Cool. I'm in good company.
Now, you got to tell me this. That dog in Cujo was really a nice dog, wasn't it?
Actually, yes. But there were 5 of them.
There were 5 Cujos?
There were 5 dogs, and they were all trained to do different types of things. And they were all trained to go after different toys, is what it was. So we were hysterical because from the waist up, they looked really ferocious. From the waist down, they were wagging their tails and their butts were all over the place. So we had to wire their tails down. Okay,
What did they put in the dog's mouths to get them all lathery and look rabid?
Egg yolk.
Egg yolk?
Yeah, they'd whip egg yolk up. And
stuff. Go ahead, Cujo, lap it up now.
Exactly. And the dogs loved it. So half the time was spent trying to get the dogs not to eat the foam.
So as we're watching this film, we're watching some very happy dogs, actually.
Oh, you bet. and well taken care of. I'll never forget when the director came up to me and said, well, now, Dee, we're going to shoot the master with the dog, but then you're going to have to do all the coverage without the dog because the dog has to rest. And I went, wait a minute, what's wrong with this picture? The actress keeps doing it, and the dog gets to take a nap.
Dog has to rest now, Dee.
Yeah. No rest on that show. Oh, my God.
Can you settle a debate for us? Haney and I were talking in the other room before the show started. Your late husband, Christopher Stone, who was a great actor himself.
Thank you.
I always thought the two of you had met on the movie The Howling. He said, no, you met on Chips.
Yep.
Really? Tell me that story.
Who won?
I did. I'm right, as usual.
Yay!
Yes. Don't mess with me when it comes to Chips. I know it.
Actually, you're very right. A director that we had both worked for kept calling us and calling us and calling us to come in and do that part. And both of us said no several times. And it was just destiny. It was meant to be that we meet. And we both said yes. And the rest, as they say, is just a mere beautiful Hollywood story.
Yeah. At that point in time with Chips, I mean, before the movies came along, you did the TV shows and the hour-long dramas and the sitcoms.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that part of an
actor's... More than my share.
Is that kind of like part of an actor's, getting to the, movie status? You got to go through all of that?
Yeah, most of us work our way up. I mean, some people like Christopher, I mean, he came out to play pro ball.
Uh-huh.
And while he was waiting for tryouts for the Dodgers... he said, well, God, I need a job. I'll go drive a tour bus at MGM. So he went to drive a tour bus, and he would take, the people in to see all the stars working and all. And said, well, God, I can do this. So he went to one open call, and they signed him for the new talent division at Screen Gems. And the rest was just, he was off.
Yeah.
But most of us peons have to work our way up.
Well, and what I'm looking at here, I guess one of those appearances that was really beneficial to you was an episode of Lou Grant that you did.
Oh, Lou Grant was really the beginning, I think, of my career. It was responsible for me getting 10. I was the last girl to read for the part in 10.
Oh, and, really?
Blake couldn't find anybody that he liked to really bridge the arc of the character, and he said, okay, that's it, this is the last day, tomorrow's the last day. And Lynn Stallmaster happened to see my Lou Grant that night, and they called me in the next morning, and I was the last girl to read for it, and I was booked for the part 5 minutes after I left the room.
We had Ed Asner on earlier in the week. What a fantastic
isn't he
guy.
Great.
Just the nicest guy. I mean, you picture Lou Grant, the gruff guy, nice, mild manner.
He's a teddy bear.
He likes to poke a stick, though. I mean, he was really quizzing me on my movie knowledge, and really, I'd pick an actor that I liked. Like I said, I liked Gig Young, and he just tore into me.
Why?
Because he hated Gig Young.
Did he hate him for his politics or his acting?
No, he starred with Gig Young in Kid Galahad with Elvis.
Oh.
And was telling me back then in, 1962 how Gig was, shaking and just really a mess. And then we started talking about what happened to him 10 years later with him taking his life. And then I said, but I thought Gig was a good actor. And he just, why? What did he ever do that was happening? And just really started railing me. But a great guy.
Well, Ed and I went to the same high school.
You did? At different times.
Yes. I was a little later than Mr. Asner. But we both graduated from Wyandotte in Kansas City.
What is it like to be a part of... I guess you'd call it almost a cultural phenomenon like E.T.
Well, it's my Wizard of Oz.
I mean, that movie 50 years from now, you'll still be the mom in E.T.
Well, yeah, I hope so.
I mean, it's part of movie history. Second of all, with all this stuff over at Universal with the E.T. rides and stuff and all that, do you get a cut of that?
Oh, in your dreams.
I mean, all that E.T. merchandise and stuff. I mean,
yeah, in your dreams, babe.
I mean, you deserve a cut of that.
I do, most certainly. Why don't you call and put a word in for me?
Yeah, I will. I'm real big over at Universal Studios.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Well, so we don't know exactly when the movie's coming out, the Dennis Rodman movie.
Yeah, it was supposed to be out in November, but they're holding it for the February sweeps. They're writing special music for it and all kinds of stuff. And I'm starting another film in, I have a film, listen to this.
Okay.
After a long dry spell, a film in December, and then I do one in January, and then I'm starting a film that Oliver Stone is producing.
Uh-oh.
In March.
All right. What scandal is he stirring up in this movie?
No, can't tell yet. I haven't signed the contract. Once I sign the contract, I feel a little more secure.
it's not going to be some big expose on Gerald Ford, is it?
No, because nobody can fall down as well.
Yeah. True. Dee Wallace, Stone, I wish you the best of luck, and glad to see you out working again, and looking forward to all your movies.
Great. Thanks. It's been a lot of fun, guys.
Hey, it's Dan and Haney on K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Perfect family scene when mom, dad, and junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Oh, hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
This was supposed to be such a good day.
It is a good day. It is a good day. Don't let meteorologists get you all worked up.
You're friends with all of them, aren't you?
Not anymore. I mean, the ones that are there now, I mean, I watch them. I like them. I like the guy on ABC 7. But I'm not friends with him.
Yeah, that's the guy you see every morning between the coffee and first cigarette and on your way to the toilet.
Yeah, and he has these deep thoughts where he shows you how smart he is.
Does he ever cause you to delay going to the bathroom?
Yes. Yes, he does.
That's the mark of a good entertainer.
Yeah, he's good. I like him. I like that whole, and I've said it before, I like the whole staff over there.
It's kind of like that concept of how your mom would not leave the car until American Pie was done. If you've got somebody that can compel you to go, I got to see where this goes.
That's right. By the way, Dee Wallace, that was from a long time ago. I mean, anytime you can get Cujo's mom and E.T.'s mom on, and in the movie 10, who had some great scenes with Dudley Moore and Brian Dennehy, you grab her, but she...
And she's just sunshine. She's very pleasant.
Her husband, Christopher Stone, and you'd recognize him, too. He was the husband in Cujo, where they came to go and look at they had problems with the car and the dog. He was a big-time actor, too, and died very young of a massive heart attack. And you say, well, what is Dee Wallace doing? She still has, like, 5 or 6 movies that she's in the production pipeline. She's a motivational speaker. She's an author. She's working more today than she has at any other time in her career. And look at her list of movies and TV shows. It's a mile long because she just plays the perfect mom, or as she pointed out, hooker, or she's great. To this day, she's still good.
And she worked a lot.
A lot.
But you get that role of E.T.'s mom, and you are branded
forever
in a generation's
forever
mind.
Our producer, John, is hearing something. And nobody knows about it yet because I guess it just happened. And I hope your sources are good. You said you heard that a sinkhole is developing in Lehigh Acres and a street is already closed down?
Yes, sir. A gentleman just called me up, said that he came on it unexpectedly and almost rolled his vehicle trying to avoid it.
Where?
It is reported roughly Moore Ave, Lehigh Acres. It's between Sentinella and 5th.
Okay.
And he... I guess it's a big sinkhole. The
All right.
road's closed.
If we know more about it, we'll pass it along. But somebody almost lost a vehicle in a sinkhole and wanted to tell John about it. So we appreciate that. And if there's any more details on it, we'll let you know.
Yeah, if it's real.
If it's real.
Then our Lehigh people are well informed ahead of time.
Correct.
If it's not, then we forget anything.
That's right. This break never happened.
Well, it's disavow John.
Right.
He has bad resources.
Yes.
My sources say the sinkhole is dead.
Okay, just leave it right there. Just leave it right. If you have more factual information, let me know. Let me know. If nothing else, nothing happened. All right, here's the deal today. We got a fun day today.
Oh, we do?
Wow. Well, fun in the...
Relatively.
Relative fun.
I think that's... okay. I like the optimism.
Sure. A couple of chances maybe for you to pick up a thou in the G-spot.
Fun.
We're going to give you a chance to win. We've got Halloween Horror Nights. We got Sticks. We got Burger King. We got Pewter Mug. Got to get it all out of the way. So we're going to give you a chance to win today. Also, Broadway Joe and his NFL picks later on today. And I'll tell you this.
How bad was it?
Not bad. He's now on the plus side. He was 9-6 last week. And for the season, is up a plus three. He's three games. I think he's like 16-13 or something like that.
I'm surprised by that. I'm also surprised at my perception. Because I saw, for some reason, I saw the score for Indianapolis losing to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And I thought, Broadway ain't going to get there this week. And I was thinking 500.
9-6. So, good job by him. We're going to take a break. Grab bag is next. Oh, and have I got a real beauty. I have got a beauty for you in the local beat.
Is it a beauty or a whopper?
What about a zinger?
No, not a zinger. That's not a zingeroo. It's a real beauty.
Okay.
This guy is a real beauty. It happened in Naples. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here Friday afternoon. We'll also take your phone calls in about a half hour. Local beat story that is a real beauty. I'll have that for you as well.
Real beauty.
Yep. But right now, it's grab bag time. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41, North Naples. Let's not waste any time. Let's see what's going on.
This is not headline news. Scientists want to back up humanity by putting people on the moon. And since they'll need to repopulate Earth, two of them will be Elon Musk and Nick Cannon. Legal experts estimate Nick Cannon pays $3 million a year in child support. And you thought your roof had an expensive leak. More than a million Teslas have been recalled because the windows can pinch a person's fingers when they're being rolled up. And once again, man interrupts natural selection.
Yeah.
Google co-founder Larry Page is shutting down his flying car company. Unfortunately, the idea never got off the ground.
That's not a zingaroo right there. This is being creative. See, some people have a musical mind, a creative mind. Other people, that part of their brain doesn't work. I'm going to give you two examples of what this guy did. He noticed that his bathtub faucet was dripping, couldn't shut it off. But he also noticed there was a pattern to the drips. And he said, I'm going to make some music. So he created music from his dripping bathtub faucet. Here you go. Got a couple of them for you. Here's another one that he did with his dripping bathtub faucet.
Boy, it's like Seinfeld goes to night court.
It is!
This is when everything's okay. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Nothing funny happened. They're just setting it up.
This girl, and I use the term
girl. Because she's not a woman. She loves herself. She loves herself. And you know what she loves doing? Showing herself off on TikTok.
You know, it's like you think back to when we were growing up and you'd hear somebody say about a woman in a bikini, look at you, parading around for all the world to see. Now it's literal.
Well, I'm not talking about her, and I don't know what else she does on TikTok, but it's not parading around. She's going to go and give you her commentary because she feels it should all be about her and nobody else. Follow me on this. And I've been part of this. You know I love to go to the Starbucks.
It's really odd.
Yeah, I know. But when I go through the drive-thru, every once in a while, and it happens at Starbucks mostly, that's the time that I've seen it, they do the pay it forward. Somebody in front of you in that long line.
Which, it's never been anything good. It always confuses things.
No, not really.
Well, you've told stories before where it held up the line because people don't know what's going
on.
No.
It will hold up the line because of somebody like her. What happens is, and if you don't know the pay it forward, and I'll tell you, the first time it happens, it's a nice surprise, but it is also a good chunk of responsibility. So the car in front of me goes away, I pull up, and the barista at the window says, the car in front of you just paid for your drink, so here you go. Now, my job is supposed to pay for the one behind me.
And you're just one guy, one drink.
Here is the rub that I have. The rub that I have is that the guy in front of me, man or woman or whoever it was, gets off cheap.
You're one guy, one drink.
Because I get a cup of coffee.
Yep.
The person behind me might be getting the Frappuccino Macchiato with a whipped topping.
Cappuccino mess and a dozen cookies.
Spiced caramel pumpkin. But you get the idea. This little sweetheart.
Add caramel for $2.75.
Right.
Yes, please.
This little sweetheart gladly took the free drink. And then that was it because it stops with her. I get the freebie, and the one behind me doesn't deserve anything. I get it. Listen to her. And if it doesn't
She's
make you...
She's proud of this?
Yes, she is. And if it doesn't make you mad, listening to
her... So everybody else
her,
is a sucker.
Yes, and not her. She's going to take the... Here you go.
So today I went to the Starbucks drive-thru to get my little drink and sandwich as a hot girl does.
Hot
and I
girl.
Go to the barista to pay, and he goes, you don't have to pay me today. The person in front of you paid for your drink and food as a nice gesture. And then he drops this bomb. So for every five people in front of you, they return the gesture back. So you're telling me that these people were shamed and caught into this Congo line of morality that they had to give the gesture back? I'm not that girl. That defeats the whole point of someone doing something nice for me. I am the one that was helped. And I am not helping anyone else.
Because you're a hot girl.
Yeah, she's disgusting.
I bet she ain't that great.
She's not that great.
Because hot girls don't refer to themselves like that.
Well, she thinks she is. I don't know if you saw this in the news yesterday. This was a woman. A University of Utah student has been arrested for posting a yik yak.
You know, I've been hearing about that. What the F is that? A TikTok yik yak?
Yeah.
What are these, designed by toddlers?
That if the schools, this is the University of Utah, posted that if the school's football team didn't win their game, she was going to go and detonate the school's nuclear reactor.
Well, that's a problem because they have one.
I know. Here is interim police chief.
Oh, no.
Interim. Jason Hinosa talking about this threat.
It would be impossible to detonate the reactor on campus. This one is unique because it's never been a threat to the reactor. Even if they're completely incapable of carrying out the threat, or if the threat is made but an attempt is not, it's still the same charge. If it was meant as a joke, which, you know, given the wording of the actual post, if the Utes don't win, I think it is a good message to be careful and think before you post.
20.
Yep. Everybody remember, feds in the threads.
21-year-old Meredith Miller now faces one count of a threat of terrorism, which is a second-degree felony. Her alleged threat was posted September 17th, the day that the University of Utah played San Diego State. The Utes won the game with a final score of 35-17.
That's such an obvious thing. I can't believe the world that we live in.
How about this? How about this one? How did this grab you? Every town, as I learned from a predecessor in the producer's chair, every town has its own rap community.
Yes, it's very confusing.
And in certain communities, you have your rap stars. An Atlanta rapper who is big in the local Atlanta area, his name is Shoddy Dread.
Shoddy what?
Shoddy.
Is that
Dread?
Is that like Shorty or Shoddy with a gun?
S-H-A-W-T-Y.
Okay, that's Shoddy. Yeah, that's
Shoddy.
That's short.
Dread.
Dread.
D-R-E-D.
So, okay, I'm hearing Napoleon Complex.
Well, it's far worse than that. He was hanging out on the balcony of his high-rise, and because, you know, he's Shoddy Dread, he went out on his balcony and began to relieve himself on the street below, and here are people who were walking about being victimized by Shoddy Dread.
I promise I wasn't. I'm famous, but I'm on TV, bro. I didn't do this, man.
That's disgusting.
What is wrong with these people today?
Holy
Well, you got to...
Oh, my God. This kind of exceeds the bounds of decency. You even think that someone would even do that in an area where you have people walking by.
Mm-hmm. Shoddy.
Shoddy. Like Shorty.
Yeah.
But a little off. Sade.
Red Hot Chili Peppers got a new album coming out next month, and they've already released the first cut. And it is their tribute to Eddie Van Halen. It's called Eddie. Here's Red Hot Chili Peppers, their tribute to Eddie Van Halen. The album, which is called Return of the Dream Canteen, comes out October the 14th. Here's what I love about Al Michaels. The game last night between the Steelers and the Browns.
Who won?
Cleveland won 29-17. But Al Michaels knows that there wasn't a chance that Pittsburgh was going to come back. And they went as the clock was running out, trying to do, you know, the lateral stuff and the, you know, the fumble and then pick it up and lateral it to somebody else. And Al Michaels said, okay, it's not, we're not affecting the score here. Well, for some people we are. I'm paraphrasing. You can hear him say it, and you tell me what he's referring to.
He knows exactly
what he's referring to.
It's the old Stanford band play. Back at the four-yard line. Into the end zone it goes, and the Browns are going to recover there. That's going to be a touchdown. There's no extra point, but that may be meaningful to some of you. And you know who I mean. 29-17, the Browns win it.
Yeah, we know exactly what you mean, Al.
Yeah. That was cute one time. Don't ever bring it up again.
Ever, because it is not discussed. What's the spread? Stick by your radio. 3 o'clock straight up. G-spot, chance at the thou. You're going to hear a word. Follow the instructions. When we come back, I got a beauty from the local beat, and we'll take your phone calls. We got some prizes. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Here's the old Roman candle lady.
Oh! 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 Oh!
It's all right. It'll be over soon.
Would you like it with accompaniment?
Sure, let's try it.
Tell me when.
Go.
Tarbadas.
Oh! 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 Oh!
If you want to talk to us, we got some prizes. I'll go over those in a second. I thought
that worked pretty well.
Yes, I got the local beat for you. This is a beauty.
Well, you did. You said it was a real beauty.
And you think, well, whenever you, certain people, I'm not saying everybody, certain people, when they taste alcohol, go in a different direction. I'm a happy drunk. Then you have the angry drunk. Then you have the aggressive drunk.
You get happy, then you get sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
You're very rarely a problem.
Nope. Thank you, Haney. This is from our friends at NBC2. You can feel free to go to their website and read along.
And then, of course, that night when you were dosed, you
just
sat
there. Yeah,
well,
I don't know what I had that night.
I just remember talking to you, and you had to make a real effort to let me know you were alive. But the only way you could do that was you'd smile harder.
What a ride that was. Headline.
And everybody left you.
Yeah, I know. But it was probably for the best. Naples.
And you were probably upset. Out of everybody in the entire party, the only one that notices is Haney.
Yeah.
Stuck with him.
Naples man strikes officer multiple times after being involved in DUI crash. That, my friends, just scratches the surface. Here's the story, and thanks to NBC2. A Naples man has been arrested after punching an officer while resisting arrest following a DUI crash. Naples police responded to a two-vehicle crash on Golden Gate Parkway Thursday night at around 9:30 p.m. When officers and EMS arrived at the scene, because there was a crash, you're going to need to get an ambulance. We got smashed up cars. They found William Renault, intoxicated behind the wheel of one of the vehicles with a large dog on his lap. As officers tried to talk with Renault, he began pressing on the gas pedal. But since the car was crashed into the other vehicle, it didn't go anywhere. So the officers are trying to talk to him. He's got the dog on his lap. And he... The police entered the vehicle to put it in park. They noticed an open Mike's Hard Lemonade in the center console cup holder.
Well, that doesn't count as alcohol, does it?
They could, well, this guy evidently can't, if that's what he was drinking, just that, he don't hold it well. They could also smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage on Renault's breath and noticed he had bloodshot and watery eyes. After performing a weapons check on the vehicle, officers located a metal steak knife in Renaud's left shoe and a paring knife under his butt cheek.
I don't think I heard you correctly.
After performing a weapons check on the vehicle, officers located a metal steak knife in Renaud's left shoe and a paring knife under his butt cheek. After removing the weapons from the car, Renaud's dog exited the vehicle. That just adds fun. As officers tried to grab the dog's leash, it growled and attempted to bite one of the officers before returning to the car.
Poor dog.
Without warning, Renaud exited the vehicle and aggressively walked towards one of the officers. Then he began yelling, "Shoot me!" at the officers. In response, the officers deployed their tasers. It had no effect. After taking Renaud to the ground, he became combative. Oh, really? Just then? And struck one of the officers in the face with an open palm. He then grabbed the same officer and struck him three times with a closed fist to the face. Multiple officers then gained control of Renaud. Placed him.
Let's pause there for a second. Because I imagine it gained control.
Yes, they took the upper hand.
They gained control.
Yes, they did.
Stop resisting.
Yes. And they put him in handcuffs and arrested him. Renaud faces multiple charges, including two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, and DUI. All because the police and ambulance were coming to help in a traffic accident, and he decided to have a couple of Mike's Hard Lemonades.
And that is such a tall order when the police are putting themselves physically on the line to protect somebody from themselves.
Yeah. And they want to bow up. Here's what we...
I don't know how they do that day in, day out.
I don't know. Couldn't do it, especially with the pressure they're under. Here's what we have for you. This break.
Oh!
Sorry. I hit it by accident. Sorry.
Well, at least the gentleman wasn't an honor student on his way home from church.
Right. We have Styx tickets. We have Burger King, $50 to Burger King. We have $50 to the pewter mug. Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to get a prize. I'm just saying you might be able to pick up one if, you know. The whole purpose of this is to talk to us, find out what's going on. Anybody see that sinkhole allegedly in Lehigh Acres? Somebody just texted me, said Lehigh Acres is full of sinkholes. Which one are you talking about? 277-9600.
That's like DeLand. You wouldn't have a town without sinkholes.
Right. What do you got for us, Haney? Get something off your chest. Thoughts, comments, feelings, advice from a couple of should-be doctors. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is James out in Lehigh, Brooklyn James.
Hey, Brooklyn James, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey,
I take it you're from Brooklyn.
That's right.
Whereabouts? Where did you grow up?
Park Slope.
Right.
Right. Yeah, about 5 minutes over the Brooklyn Bridge.
Right on.
From Manhattan.
Good deal. When'd you move down here?
I moved down here. We followed my grandparents down here years and years ago.
Probably about 50 years. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I was the first one to call the county on that sinkhole, man. It almost rolled me.
Oh, was that you
so
that called
you.
In?
How bad is this sinkhole?
It's all the way across the road from the canal to the canal. It's about 50 feet wide, 40 feet, about 50 feet long, 40 feet wide, and it's getting deeper and deeper by the minute.
How deep do you think it is?
Right now, it's about 6 to 8 feet. And the whole road,
6 to 8 feet
And nobody knows about it?
Yes, I called the county as soon as I almost broke my freaking neck going through it. It almost rolled me in my truck, in my mixer.
So, but is anybody there now doing something about it?
Yeah, when I came back by, about an hour later, the fire department and some emergency vehicles had the whole road blocked off.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a little notice.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
So did you bottom out in this thing?
A what?
Did you bottom out in this thing?
Oh, hell yeah, I bottomed out. Everything in my truck went up in the air, man. My head hit the roof of my cab. I'm thinking about calling Storm for some help.
That might not be a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Hey, I appreciate you telling. Can I get you something?
Hey, first off, New York James said he loves you guys.
We love him. We love him.
Yeah. He's one of my best friends.
Good man.
And Brooklyn, what can we get you?
You got some Halloween Horror Nights?
Not this break. I don't have any this break. I have Styx tickets to go see Styx in concert. I got $50 to Burger King. I've got $50 to the pewter mug.
Where is those Styx playing?
Barbara B. Mann in Fort Myers.
Oh, man. Hey, let's do Styx.
All right, hold on. Line one, John, he helped us out. He came through for us in a pinch. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. All right. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, how are you, sweetheart? Good hearing from you again.
I'm good. Just want to let you know it's probably already started down there. I'm up here in Charlotte County working. Mm. I work for the county. Yeah. And I'm like, what's with all this traffic? And then it dawned on me, everybody's panic shopping.
That's what it is.
My husband just called me from a gas station and said it's like 3-4 deep. Are you kidding me?
You know, and here's the thing. And I didn't know it was going to start this early hitting the panic button.
I didn't either.
But I was coming to work today, and I had to stop off at the 7-Eleven to get some smokes. And the gas pumps were there. Nobody was at the gas pumps. And I saw that I had just under a half a tank. And I said, I got enough. If I will go, I'll get some on the way home because I got a long drive home to North Fort Myers. I'll get some on the way home. And I got here and my wife texts me and said, everybody in this community, because a lot of them are up north, have never lived through a hurricane. She's everybody in this community is going nuts. They're hitting the panic button.
Oh, there's places that are already, as of now, out of propane already.
So you're telling me, so by the time I leave today and I'll go buy that same gas station, it'll probably be either out or good luck getting some.
Right. And I've got one, I think, because I know the area quite well, because like I said, I drive for a living for the county, and I know of one that is kind of off the beaten path.
Here's what good. Here's what I need you to do, Tammy, for me, okay. is I need you to get all the gas cans out of your garage and out of the trunk of your car. Fill those up for me. Come on down to the station.
She's let in me, Charlotte County.
We're in panic mode. And let me fill up those gas cans into my car, and I'll slip you a few bucks as a thank you.
And if I could, I know you would, sweetheart. Guys.
Love you. Talk to you soon, sweetheart. Thank you. She's a nice lady.
Well, it had to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. It was too smooth. Too smooth. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
How you guys doing there?
We're doing all right. How about yourself? Getting ready for the weekend, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am. I was just calling to let you guys know that I'm praying for you guys. You guys have gotten me through some tough times.
Thank you.
I love the show. Tell Haney I said hi. Haney,
I'll pass the word. He's down the hallway. I'll pass the word to him.
Yeah, Haney makes me laugh every day.
He sure does. Haney!
Yes,
Josh says hey!
Oh, hey, Josh.
Yeah, Haney, like, my God, you make me laugh, man. You're smart, Haney. You're a smart man. I listen to the show every day. But I just want to tell you guys, be careful with that hurricane, okay? I hear it's coming this way.
Right on. And I'm glad that you're watching out for us, brother, and I appreciate that. We love you. Yeah. Thank you, Josh. 277. Haney! Haney!
Yeah! Going on?
Josh says, hey.
Hey, Josh.
Let's take one more, and then we got to take a break. Ahoy, who's this?
Rusty.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, guys. Been listening to y'all since you came to town 30 years ago.
Thank you.
Question for you.
Yeah.
If I go into debt buying this hurricane preparedness stuff, and then don't ever use it, do I get some hurricane debt relief from Biden?
Probably not.
I don't see the federal government being very cooperative with our governor.
At all. I don't want to, and you just brought, it just went flying through my head. The president is the president of the entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
But he and DeSantis are playing ping pong back and forth.
But, you know,
he would have to, if something, God forbid, and please, this is all hypothetical. But God forbid something happened and Biden would have to send the state aid.
The good news is on a state-to-state level, our governor has a lot of friends
at that level. And so we would go and get some from our friends.
And
yes, you're right.
We are always there when Texas has a problem.
Absolutely.
And the same thing for us.
Yep.
When those horrible days when we've had the big storms and been out of power, it's the Texas boys that roll in and put it back together.
If you remember when Irma came through here, it was probably a week to 10 days earlier, Texas got hit with a big hurricane, and Florida was helping Texas out big time, not realizing that the next one coming down the pike affected us, and they reciprocated. And we had a lot of friends from other states helping out.
Over the years, we've been through multiple storms. And throughout the restoration process, in all of them, I remember it was the Texas vehicles that came through.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yes, sir.
I actually worked for the IBEW during a storm.
What does that stand for?
IBEW, electrical workers.
Okay.
They come from all over the country to help out.
We used to see the caravans of electric trucks heading to someplace or coming down from someplace. People and states, when something bad happens, they're there.
And the guys that do that work are incredible.
Yeah.
Our guys, too, because it's reciprocal. But I remember vividly, what was that, 2004, when we had one storm after another?
Yes, sir.
And I remember talking to those guys, because they were in my neighborhood working hard, and I brought them out some water and other beverages. And hearing their stories, they were young guys, and they're like, yeah, as soon as we got the word,
on the road.
We drove all night, we took turns driving, and then he said, sir, I can't explain to you what all is causing this, but from our perspective is we're assigned this one little area, fix that, move on to the next one.
Yeah, it's just great people, and people helping people. That's what it's about.
And, I mean, there's no rest for them.
No, there isn't, and we know that firsthand.
So when we sit there and we're getting hot and a little cranky,
they're working.
They're doing the opposite. They're solving the problem.
Yep. We'll be back. We're going to give you a chance to win. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Excitingly new. Dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here, Friday afternoon. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. An hour away from Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week. What was he, 9-6 last week. 9-6 last week. Overall, for the first 2 weeks of the season, 16 wins, 13 losses, one tie. 9-6 last week. So he snapped that losing streak on week one.
Wait a second. There was no losing streak.
Yeah. Oh, no. 500. That's right. 500.
Seven and one.
Yep.
Didn't lose.
Boy, you defend him very quickly.
Well, I just state the facts.
But you're right. 7-7-1.
And I'm not saying I couldn't do better.
Right. Let's give you a chance to win. I got phones on lockdown. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? I got the category. I'll give you the category when I do. That's when I will release the phones. And if you name something in the top 10 that is on this list, you will get a prize. Winner's choice while they last. I don't have a huge amount of all of these things, although I will add that we have more than one. We have a pair of tickets and a parking pass for Universal Studios Orlando's Halloween Horror Nights. We're talking about rides, scare zones, Michael Myers house.
Hot ticket. A lot of people want that.
Yes, sir. We have a pair of tickets to go see Styx, the legendary Styx, in concert at the Barber B Man. They just went on sale this week. The concert is in January, but tickets are on sale now. You can get them right now. We have $50 to Burger King. It's all participating locations, $50. You got a family, you got mouths to feed, things might be tough. Maybe you just enjoy Burger King. You can eat like a king with $50 to Burger King. And, of course, then our friends at the Pewter Mug North down in Naples. We have $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Prizes while they last. So if somebody gets something early, you know what? I'm going to throw a little curve. I've got those Halloween Horror Nights. I will make that prize available if you get the number one or number two answer. If you go and make a guess and you say that's about it, and that's number one, you have. If you'd like Halloween Horror Nights, we can again. For I got two left. That's it. They're gone. After that, first two, number one and number two, those will be available for you.
What if I get number three?
It's not going to be available. Here's the category. Top 10 answers on the board. Now, a person who gets number one or number two may pass on that, and then it just leaves it open. And then if somebody guesses something further down the list, but they're going to get the first opportunities to get the Halloween Horror Nights. Here's the category. Top 10 answers on the board. And we were talking about neighbors earlier this week, with crap in the yard and everybody bitching and complaining. A new survey asked 2,500 people to name the most annoying things their neighbors do. The most annoying things their neighbors do. Top 10 answers are on the board. Phone lines are released. 277-9600. Again, if you get the number one or number two answer, I will make it available for you. You'll get first dibs at it if you get the number one or number two answer. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Danny.
Danny, survey, 2,500 people. Most annoying things our neighbors do. I got the top 10 here. Name one of them. You get a prize.
Mow the lawn early in the morning.
Mow the lawn early in the morning. Let me see. Did not make the list. Should. But that did not make the list. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, what do you think's on the list?
I think play the music too loud.
Number one answer. Number one answer.
Yes.
Loud music. Would you like Halloween Horror Nights?
Yes, I would.
You got it. Hold the line. That's what I'm talking about. Boy, number one answer.
He was happy.
Yep. Now, I have one more pair of Halloween Horror Night tickets available and parking pass. That's key. The number two answer. It's available. First dibs for somebody that gets the number two answer. If they get the number two answer and said, Stan, I'd really like to go see Styx, or I'd really like dinner at the Pewter Mug, or give me that Burger King. I got a whole family of kids. Then you can have that, and then I'll make it available to anybody. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We have the number one answer was loud music. These are the top 10 things that are the most annoying things that neighbors do. What else do you think's on there?
I'm going to say intrude on other people's privacy.
Intrude? Like, you got to be more specific than that.
Peeking in on their neighbors.
Are you talking about a peeping Tom?
Not necessarily peeping Tom, but
well,
just, you know
what?
I'm going to give you nosy neighbors.
Nosy. No. Nope. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin? What do you think's on the list? Top annoying things neighbors do.
I would think maybe borrow stuff from you.
Borrowing stuff. Let me see. No. Nope. You guys are thinking this out way too hard. I mean, we're dealing with the human element here, and you go right down to the basics, like the number one answer that we already got, loud music. Go think brainstem. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alvaro.
What's your first name?
Alvaro.
Alvaro.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, Alvaro? What do you think's in this top 10? We got the number one answer already, loud music. These are top 10 things the most annoying things neighbors do?
I would think maybe parking the vehicles in front of everywhere.
You've got that number four on the list. It's parking issues, blocking your driveway and all that. I've got Styx tickets. I've got Burger King. I've got pewter mug. What would you like?
The Styx tickets would be good.
You got them, buddy. You're going to go see Styx at the Barber B Man. Hold on. Yeah. You know, they go and have a little gathering over there, and they park in your yard, block your driveway. I deal with that a lot in my neighborhood. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, it's Mark.
Mark, what do you think's on here? We got loud music, parking issues, blocking your driveway and stuff. There's eight more on here, and the number two answer hasn't been given yet, which is for Halloween Horror Nights. What do you think?
Trashing up the place, not keeping their place.
Trashing up the place. Give me because you're teetering on a possible check mark on one of these things, but I need it.
Leaving stuff out in the yard.
Say no more. I'm going to give it to you. Number 10 on the board. Number 10 on the board is letting trash overflow in the yard, leaving garbage out. All of that stuff. I'm giving you that. What would you like? Styx ticket, Burger King, pewter mug.
Pewter mug.
Done. Hold on. That- 277-9600. I believe line one. I'm pretty sure. Recent survey, 2,500 people. The most annoying things their neighbors do. Number one was loud music. Number four, parking issues. Number 10, letting their trash overflow and garbage in the yard. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Now, you're listening to your radio and not listening to Stan's voice. Although that was my voice, but you're listening to it about 18 seconds later.
Of the past.
It's Stan of the past. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi. Ahoy, there's a Rob from Naples.
Rob from Naples. We have loud music. We have parking issues. We have letting trash accumulate in the yard and getting all dumped up. What else do you think's on there?
Annoying pets coming over doing their business.
Yes. Hold on. Number seven. Not cleaning up after their dog. That's one of the biggies. Number seven. I've got pewter mug. I've got Burger King. I've got tickets to see Styx. Would you like?
Pewter mug sounds great.
You got it. Hold on. Line three. I'm going to maybe a couple of more calls, and then I'll go over the list. I can identify with virtually all of these. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Michael. How you doing?
Good, Michael. We still haven't gotten the number two answer where there's Halloween Horror Nights tickets sitting right there, but we got a few others still on the board as well. What do you think is, according to that survey, annoying things that neighbors do?
Well, I think they throw loud parties.
Number three. On the board. Number three on the board. I've got Styx tickets. I've got Burger King, $50 to Burger King, and I've got pewter mug. What would you like?
Give me the Burger King for my grandkids.
They're going to love it. Hold on. A lot of food.
Kids, get whatever you want.
All right. Apparently, nobody has gotten the number two. Now, I'm not going to check off anymore. I'm going to go and take a couple of calls very rapidly.
And I would like to make a public service announcement on this topic.
Go ahead.
Well, that might interfere with your game.
All right. Well, afterwards, I'll make you do it. This is strictly right now. The game has changed right now. Strictly, can you come up with the number two answer for the Halloween Horror Nights? I'm going to go through very rapidly. Here we go. Ahoy, who's this? Nope. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, I'm looking for the number two answer. If you got it, it's Halloween Horror Nights. If not, nothing.
They borrow your stuff.
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Tom from Port Charlotte.
Tom, give me the number two answer for the Halloween Horror Night tickets.
Feeding the wildlife.
No. Nope. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Nope.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Give me the number two answer. That's the only one I'm looking for.
Having conversation in the morning.
Having conversation in the morning. What do you mean?
Just wanting to talk in the morning before I'm trying to go to work.
No. Because having conversation in the morning could mean something else. And that, by the way, didn't make the top 10. Ahoy, who's this?
Jason.
Jason, I need the number two answer for the Halloween Horror Night tickets. That's all I'm giving away right now.
Cutting grass to
earth. No! Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Matt, I'm looking just for the number two answer for the Halloween Horror Night.
Yeah, we get a lot of old biddies complaining about landscaping.
Nope.
That'd be it.
Nope. All right, I'm going to go over the list. Save it for Mario. Here's the list. A new survey asked 2,500 people to name the most annoying things their neighbors do. Believe it or not, nobody said it. If you were going to say, having loud sex where we can hear you, that was number 23 on the list. Did not make the top 10. And just as a footnote, the most annoying neighbors overall are found in these liberal cities: Dallas, Miami, Austin, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. Here's the top 10. Coming in at number 10, people letting their trash overflow. Garbage in the yard. Number 9, I got a problem with this, a seasonal neighbor of mine, blasting their TV super loud.
What?
He's a Green Bay Packers fan and loves to roll the TV out on the lanai and crank it while he drinks beer all night.
Well, he's having fun.
Number 8, just being the neighborhood grouch. Hey, good morning. Number 7, not cleaning up after your dog. Number 6, loud screaming kids. Number 5, barking dogs or loud pets. Because you could have a parrot.
Oh, no.
And those things will shatter glass. Number 4, parking issues, like blocking your driveway. Number 3, loud parties. Here's the one nobody got. How many times have you been living next door to a neighbor and the husband and wife decide to get into a shouting match? Loud adult voices going back and forth. That was the number two answer. Oh, really, Helen? Do you think that's the reason? How dare you? That kind of. And number one, the one that gets loud music.
And I was entirely correct about interfering with your game, because my public service announcement is about number two.
Yep.
If you are a good dude, you'll listen to this and understand. If you're a dick, it won't matter to you. But when it's late at night and you've had it with your old lady,
your woman,
and you decide to pace back and forth in your driveway or in your backyard blowing off steam, everybody can hear you for miles.
Everybody.
I heard one recently, and I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I heard the tone, and I tried to zero in and go, that's not even my neighborhood. That's gotta be over there.
You're absolutely right. When I still lived in the condo, I was third floor in the condo. Three buildings over, way down there, a woman was on the phone screaming at her boyfriend, and I could hear every single word, and so couldn't everybody in the complex. And she was far away, but the dead of the night, all quiet. They can hear it all, people. We're going to take a break.
And I like to give them the benefit of a doubt and think that, well, they don't realize that at the time. Hmm. But just in the future.
Yeah, just keep it in the back of your head. Traffic.
Because she probably is a bitch. I mean,
news headlines.
But people are trying to live life
4
around
o'clock
you.
Fluffer. Yep. Your
not
emails.
Not making any judgment on that, but.
Broadway Joe also in the 4 o'clock hour.
Keep it down.
We're Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In the radio studios of America, the technicians, the entertainers, the commentators, the administrative personnel daily unite their efforts in the creation of programs to please and entertain a vast radio public. Everyone from newscaster to the lonely night shift engineer to the station's president share in the task of bringing to the public
Stan and Haney,
the type of program it likes to hear.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I'm all in favor of having people prepare for a possible storm. But what I'm seeing on the Absolute Law text line is that gas lines in some areas are already a half a mile long. Places are selling out of everything. What's going to happen when a couple of days before the storm, if the storm comes our way, and people really need to get stuff, say, I don't know, maybe on Monday or Tuesday before the storm, you're going to burn all that gas now because you're still going to be driving around all weekend. You're still going to be doing stuff. You're still going to be probably going to work on Monday, and you're burning it all now. So what are you going to do? Go back into line? Calm down. Just stay calm. I'm telling you, in my complex right now, in the management, the management of the neighborhood has issued a warning to everybody in the neighborhood. Calm down.
Well, we haven't seen one in a while.
Since 2017 was the last one.
And
then it was a beauty.
A lot of people have moved here because COVID.
Yep.
And they haven't dealt with it before.
It's just, this is still at minimum 5 days away. And a lot of time passes. You have to keep a look at the weather forecast. You have to keep a look at the track. And you better believe it. Be aware of this one. This one could be a serious one, but don't lose your mind over it. Haney and I know firsthand that even when a storm is going over us and is just offshore, it can take a surprising turn for the good or for the worse.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, there was a storm called Hurricane Charley back in 2004. It was going up the Gulf Coast, and we thought it was just going to go keep going up the coast. And that's what they said, that it was just going to keep going up the coast. It took a right turn at Punta Gorda that nobody saw coming. It was like, if you looked at it, it looked like a car put on its blinker and went directly to the right.
Not even the National Weather Service, because our local stations, who are phenomenal during hurricanes, they're looking at their local radar versus the National Weather radar.
And they're getting the national reports, and then they're looking at it, and they're going,
uh-uh. Ours are saying this thing's taking a right-hand turn coming right at
right.
us.
Yep.
And it wasn't even showing up on the national one. I urge everybody, yes, plan. Get things ready. Get things ready. If you're going to the grocery store over the weekend, get things ready. Do not, 5 days out from a storm that hasn't even been named yet, and have a freaking half mile at a gas station, and you're going to keep driving around all weekend.
Especially if it ends up with a weird name.
Yeah. So Haney more than I have. The first one I had to deal with was Andrew back in 92. There were smaller ones, but that was the first big one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been through a lot of these things. Anything can happen. Be alert. Be aware. Be prepared. Do not effing panic and think that you got to clean the shelves out. Please don't go nuts.
And then there's the other side of it. Where if it does come here, don't think, oh, wow, I've never seen one before. We should go to the beach.
Yeah. Please. There's a lot of new people, as you pointed out, that have come down here since 2017. 'Cause COVID. So just please. Please.
Mainly, if you haven't been through one before, here's the main thing. Don't let it get to you too much. If you live in a secure home, chances are you'll be fine. What you have to be prepared for, and what has been the biggest impact of the storms for most, some people, you know, it's a random thing where you can end up with severe damage, but mostly that doesn't happen. Mostly what happens is the lights go out and they don't come back on. Same thing with your cable. So if this is your first one and you're running around going, oh, what do I need to pick up on? Think about going for multiple days with no power.
Yep.
And no internet.
Yep.
And I know back in the past we wouldn't have even mentioned internet because that's a luxury thing.
It's
now
not anymore.
There's too many things we rely upon it for.
Yep.
But that's what you need to be, in reality, to be prepared for is being without power and services. Especially if you're on a well. You need to think about, where's a water source that I can carry to my house to flush the toilet?
Yep.
And in my case, during one of the storms, my water source was a river.
Yeah.
And I would have to carry up the buckets of water with live tadpoles in them and
for a good flush.
Sorry, tadpoles, got to get rid of this. You're going with it. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know, including some interesting news from NASA. They're going to try a stunt, and could be pretty interesting. This is one of the most adorable things I've ever seen. I don't know if you saw the story. But they did a study in England to see how fetuses respond to different foods. and they use the highest definition ultrasound available. So these were third trimester babies.
What mom eats, they eat.
And you see their actual reaction to different foods. Some they like, some they don't, and they make it very apparent, and it's just adorable. You know, who knows what motivates people? When they get some sort of crazy idea and decide to act on it. A 58-year-old British travel writer spent $170,000 traveling the world. Why?
Why?
He wanted to document the world's worst public toilet.
Right on.
He found it.
Yeah, it's right off of the last exit, heading into Collier County, right when you get into Naples after the alley.
Yeah, you should have seen that. And a lot of celebrity memorabilia floating around out there. We'll bring you up to date on these hidden treasures.
All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter, laughter.
Hi.
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
We mentioned it during the headlines, the study about what babies still in the womb react to as far as foods. Spoiler alert, they do not care for kale.
Ah, all right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things we hate almost as much as kale.
Top things we hate almost as much as kale.
Tongue cuts.
I don't like that.
Bum wheel on the shopping cart. Guys who still say, "Oh, that's so money." Armpit stains on an otherwise awesome t-shirt.
Yeah.
Aww. That leftover screw after you finish assembling something from IKEA.
Yup.
Getting stuck behind a student driver. Couples who refuse to comply with the kiss cam.
Thank you.
And finally, the very top thing we hate almost as much as kale.
Yes.
Joe Buck.
Help us!
No email today. No email. We don't
have
time.
That's it, baby.
Don't have time. Don't have time for it. We got to take a break.
Because it's fun, fun, fun.
It's fun, fun, fun time because we got Broadway Joe and his NFL picks of the week coming up. He was 9-6 last week, 16-13-1 overall. Let's see how Broadway does when we talk to him for week number 3 in the National Football League. We're Stan and Haney.
This is William Shatner. Take the next few minutes and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay?
Can there be a little more excitement in the beginning?
I love it. Okay. This is William Shatner, and listen very closely. You'll be amazed at
Stan and Haney.
Okay, so I think that came pretty close.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. You are about 23 minutes away from the top of the hour.
Now, here's the youngster.
who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy?
Outstanding.
I gotta hand it to you. I was a little worried after week one where you came out of the box not doing as well as expected. And again, you're our pro at this, coming on picking games. Last week, a good bounce back week for you in week two.
Well, there was a lot of wackiness going on in week one.
Yeah, there was a lot of wackiness, and there's still a little bit of wackiness going on with some of the games even last week, but you were much improved. 9-6 last week, 16 wins, 13 losses, and one tie overall. And so, and rightfully so, not a losing week yet. Now, you're south of us. Are you aware that there's a storm coming?
What's that?
A storm? Are you prepared? Do you have enough propane, water, and provisions in your home?
I'm not sure what storm you're referring to.
There's a tropical storm out there that everybody's hitting the panic button on right now, even though it's days out, but it still doesn't hurt to be prepared. I would hope that you have, like, automatic hurricane shutters and stuff like that.
Well, this catches me a little by surprise. I don't know if I'm telling tales out of school, but you gave me some advice during week one.
What was that? I can't remember. That's 3 weeks ago. I don't remember what it was.
Well, at the time, I thought it was good advice, but you said, you know what, Joe? With all the wackiness going on in politics and war and all that, you know what I've done?
What?
This is what you told me. Okay. You said, Joe, okay, I just shut the television off.
Oh, but that's what I do.
I don't read newspapers,
no,
and I've never felt better.
Yep, it really helps with the brain.
Yeah, so you're telling me there's a hurricane.
Well, not yet. You have people, don't you, that come in, a cleaning lady, maybe someone that prepares your meals, does the yard work. Maybe they can tell you the little things like prepare for a storm.
Very few of them speak English. They just wouldn't come to work.
Well, have they come to work?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then don't worry about anything. You're good.
Good fella out there trimming the bush right now.
All right. Oh, by the way, did you have Cleveland beating Pittsburgh last night?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that was a surprising one.
With all of the Deshaun Watson talk and all of this and all of that, who would have thought Jacoby Brissett has Cleveland at 3-0 and some of the jackasses up there are actually writing, well, will they bench Jacoby when Deshaun comes back? Get him.
All right, let's take a look at this week's game. Another full slate of action. Looking for who you like. Week number 3 in the National Football League. We start with the early games, the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Houston at Chicago.
Well, I know because we're having fun at this time of year, I can't go into great detail. Chicago.
All right, gonna go with Chicago. The Raiders, you picked them last week. It didn't happen. They're going to be traveling to Tennessee to take on the Titans.
Well, it's going to happen this week. I don't want to get too involved, but Tennessee has a couple of crucial injuries.
All right, we're going to
go. Plus, they're not that good.
Right. So, Las Vegas on the road. You love the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't blame you. The Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Colts.
Well, you know what's interesting? A lot of people have been copying the Rams, and they think that's all we need to do is make a big trade for any veteran quarterback. I think that's going to be more of an outlier and more about Matthew Stafford, because Indianapolis, I thought that Matt Ryan would have lit it up. He has not. I like Kansas City.
Of course. A lot of people in our neck of the woods talking about this game. The Dolphins off to a great start. But guess who they got coming to town? The Buffalo Bills. 1 o'clock game down in Miami.
Well, a week ago, I don't think I would have much thought about it. I think Miami has a legit chance.
Are you going with them?
Yes.
You're taking Miami over the Buffalo Bills. Everybody's favorite to go to the Super Bowl. All right. I'm not, far be it for me to question you, Broadway.
Well, that's why they play the games. Buffalo hasn't been challenged yet this year.
And Miami's going to challenge them.
Based on what we saw last week, looks like
right.
They could.
Detroit going to Minnesota this Sunday.
Well, hats off to Detroit. I think they will outkick their coverage throughout the rest of the year, but I think Minnesota's too good.
All right, going with Minnesota at home. Continuing with the 1 o'clock games, we have the Ravens at the Patriots.
It's going to be interesting. Let's see how Baltimore performs, because when you have a quarterback like Baltimore has in Lamar, and that quarterback basically plays the perfect game and you get beat, that either tells you, you know what, you got a lot of talent, don't worry about it, or are they going to still be thinking about that?
Who do you like?
I like Baltimore.
All right, going to go with Baltimore on the road. At New England, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jets. The Jets got their first victory last week, didn't they?
What a mess. they shouldn't have. Do you know why they won?
Why'd they win?
Because the other team, it's a coaching error. The other team had the game won, and instead of running out the clock, they scored. Poor clock management is why they won that game. I like Cincinnati.
Okay, going with the Bengals on the road. The Philadelphia Eagles coming off of a victory. They're going to take on the Washington, whatever they're called now.
Yeah, I think Philadelphia is played some pretty good football. Yeah. I'll stick with them.
I agree. The New Orleans Saints going to Carolina to take on the Panthers.
I think the Panthers might get their first win.
Okay, all right. Going with the Panthers at home. Jacksonville. Well, who would have figured? Jacksonville on the road, going cross-country to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers.
Every box is checked for the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree on that. Is that what's going to happen?
Yes.
Okay, that is the first of our late afternoon games. The Rams on the road at Arizona. You got to like the Rams in this one, right?
Yes.
Okay, going with the Rams. The Atlanta Falcons, again, another team going across the country to the Northwest, taking on the Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I remember a friend of mine lived in Atlanta, and he had a bumper sticker. You know what it said?
What'd it say?
Go Falcons and take the Braves with you.
You still got it, Broadway. Seattle
sucks, but not that hard.
All right, so you're going with Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay. This one, interesting. Couple of vets. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Is the Brady Giselle thing really affecting him? You know, he's living and he went back to see the ex and the son, you know.
Yeah, and who knows what's really going on there. And then you got on the other side Aaron Rodgers getting everybody high on that ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Like a piece of that myself.
Easy, Broadway.
I like the home team.
Going to go with Tampa Bay over the Green Bay Packers. last, Football Night in America. That's it for the late afternoon games. We go to Football Night in America, 8:20 p.m. on NBC Sunday night. The San Francisco 49ers at the Denver Broncos, Mile High. Denver, they figure out ways to win, don't they?
Not really.
They're going to lose?
I think the Shanahan boy might have a plan.
Going with San Francisco over Denver on Sunday night. And Monday Night Football.
Boy, this used to be something.
You know, and that's one of these. On paper, you say this used to be a marquee game. Now, with the injuries and just a horrible football team in the Giants, although they're 2-0, the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to be in East Rutherford to take on the Giants Monday Night Football.
You know, I don't even know if the fans would be motivated enough for a fist fight in the stands. You know what? They both pissed me off this year. Out of revenge, I'll stay New York.
All right, going with the Giants at home for Monday Night Football.
Well, if you look at Dallas, I think a third of their salary cap is sitting on the bench.
You're right. All right, you heard them. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 3 in the National Football League. His winners: Chicago, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Miami over Buffalo at home. He likes them. Other winners: Minnesota, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Carolina, the Chargers, the Rams, Seattle. He likes the Bucks at home against the Green Bay Packers. San Francisco on Sunday night, his other winner. And on Monday night, he likes the New York Football Giants. Broadway, strong opinions on this week's games. They look like there's some good ones. I'm looking forward to the Miami-Buffalo game. Let's cross our fingers. It sounds like you know what you're talking about this week.
Well, unless somehow that hurricane that you're talking about,
what hurricane?
I've never heard of before.
Is there a hurricane?
You just told me
there
was.
You going to believe me, or are you going to believe what you see your groundspeople and maids say at your house?
Well, they're not worried, so I'm not worried.
All right.
Thanks, Sam.
There he goes. There goes Broadway Joe. We're Stan and Haney.
From border to border, from east to west, week after week, year after year, this is the biggest show in town.
Stan and Haney.
Stars in the afternoon, over the 159 stations from coast to coast.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
Our financial advisor told us that when it comes time to retire, take everything you have.
This is for you and I. This is not the listener. This is us.
Well, yeah. Take everything you have. Sell everything you have down to the bare walls.
Yeah.
Go to Las Vegas and take the sum total of everything you have and put it on one hand of blackjack.
Yep.
And if you do well, then maybe
you can get a stretch of few years of retirement out of that.
But then you're going to have to do it again.
Yeah. Double down.
I said to our financial advisor, that's the sum total of our life, then, is one hand of blackjack.
As a matter of fact, and I'm not joking, my phone, my personal phone, just went off, and it is from our financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
A very respected financial advisor who's been doing it for about 30 years. You know what he said to me? Vegas, baby.
We appreciate the encouragement.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get you updated on traffic. Oh, I wanted to read this text. A guy has been a regular listener, texts all the time, and he's down in Collier County watching people lose their minds. And by the way, that storm that was coming off of Africa got the name before this one's even named.
Oh, no. That means we get the eye.
Which means it's Ian.
Yeah.
If something else could be named in the meantime, because this hasn't been named yet, but we're looking at it, might be Ian. But he's been texting me how people are just going nuts down in Collier County. He said half-mile-long line for gasoline at the racetrack at Immokalee and 951. Gets there. They only had high test left, super left. And he went on and said, people who are doing this right now don't realize there are others that have to go to work over the weekend and on the first part of the week to do their routes and to get all of their stuff down. He said, it just looks like these are just hoarders. The Kings Lakes Publix is already out of water. These damn people have a regular amount of water for work and gas for work. There are people that right now are out of control. And he said, yeah, people need water for work. People need gas for work. And these people are just going nuts. The storm hasn't been named yet. Prepare. Don't hoard. Especially now, because you're going to use it. You got that gas tank all filled up. Well, guess what? You're going to be doing stuff over the weekend. You're going to need to fill up again. And then you're going to see a lot of no signs because you did it now. I heard it coming.
Well, you said clear it.
Yes.
And I went through the full procedure.
I know. Clear. Lubricate the throat with liquid.
Yes. Green light to go. Procedure complete. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
You know, we've been at this for a while, and for the most part, the company, with certain exceptions, has pretty reasonably allowed us to go about our business.
Yes.
Now, sometimes they've tried to force us to do things or change things, but for the most part,
yeah.
And there are times when you just, and you've seen this with me, when you know that you're right, and you know that there will be consequences, but you just can't help it.
Yep.
Mike Myers threatened to quit Wayne's World, the first movie, because the producers insisted that he use a Guns N' Roses song in the famous car headbanging scene. They said, that's the way it's going to be. We're the boss of you, and that's the music that we'll be using that. He put it all on the line and said, well, if you do that, you don't have me. I'm Wayne, and then there will be no Wayne's World unless you agree to use Bohemian Rhapsody.
And the rest is history.
And he'll never forget that. Because that's when he realized he had the power. Because next comes the women.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this.
Yeah.
I did not know this. I know you're a huge fan of Jaws. You just went to the movie theater and saw it the other day.
Yeah, on IMAX.
I understand it's a pretty good film.
Yeah, I think it's going to do all right. It's got some good actors, and it's got a good plot. The director, I've heard good things about him, too.
Jaws was the first major motion picture to actually film in the ocean. Prior to that, any ocean scenes were filmed either on a lake or a soundstage.
You want to know, there was a TV show. When I was a little kid, there was a TV show. Don Adams used to host it, the Get Smart guy.
Yeah.
Called, I think it was called Screen Test. And they would show a clip of a famous movie and then get two people in the studio to go and recreate that scene. Great idea. And they showed a clip, I don't know if it was some thing where they're in the ocean, and they reshot it, and they showed you how it was done, how the ocean was just a backdrop, and they did it in a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And they reshot the scene in the pool, and when they showed you the modern of it with their screen test, it looked really good. And you're like, oh my goodness, all of these famous movies where the ships are in the water, it was all done in a pool with a lot of backdrop around it.
Anything pre-1974?
Yeah.
You know, this may sound political, but it's really not. I don't care what your politics are. I think we can all agree that the bureaucracy may have gotten a little too large.
You think?
And do you think this is a new thing?
It isn't.
I will give you an example. In 1959, the United States State Department issued guidelines and suggestions for anyone headed to Nepal to search for the Yeti.
That was during the Eisenhower administration.
And somehow, the government felt the need to step in.
Yeah,
safety
I guess
first.
So. Yep. Now, safety first.
When dealing with a Yeti,
yep.
The guessing game starts. Big day coming up for NASA.
Oh, you were talking about this in the headlines. It intrigued me.
They say next Monday, so I'm assuming that's this coming Monday. Yeah. Poor writing on their part. Mm-hmm. Next Monday is the big day for NASA's DART mission.
What's that?
Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
Well, they're going to fire something at an asteroid to try to change it in another direction?
They are crashing a 1.5-ton spacecraft into an asteroid at 13,000 miles an hour to see what happens.
Ooh, just for the fun of it.
Baby steps. But they've got a lot of instruments to make sure they get the data.
Yeah.
And they're doing this simply to see if it changes the orbit at all.
Interesting.
So that way they can extrapolate that data, and if the big one comes our way, maybe there is something we can do.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
You just got to upgrade.
Yep, makes complete sense.
You all right?
I'm good.
In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, now we take a look at the weird world of celebrity memorabilia.
Okay.
More than 1,600 of Betty White's prized possessions are on the auction block from now until Sunday. And we have a few of the items available. Unfortunately, no prices. It is an auction.
Right. Is this kind of like when we got the stuff from Ella Fitzgerald?
Yes.
Okay. And I mean everything from, they sent us, just because we talked about it, they sent us Christmas cards that she had sent and handkerchiefs,
mm-hmm.
one stained.
Which really increases the value.
It sure does.
Here's what you can get. And, you know, people, I don't know, they have different ideas about celebrities, but celebrities accumulate crap just like we do.
Just like us.
A vintage RCA TV with remote and antenna.
I want it.
Betty's entire Disney VHS collection.
I'll pass. John, our producer, will you just walk out in the hallway and just see who's chatting it up and just let them know, just to take it down just a notch?
Well, they're excited. They're going to Miami this week.
Great.
They're going to go.
Hear it out there?
They're going to the game.
Yeah. Let's, This is, people back in the old days when Haney and I first started would lose their jobs for what's going on out there.
Betty White's home board game collection.
I'll pass. I want that TV, though.
The gem of the game collection.
Yeah.
The home edition of Password.
That would be something to have. Her, because she was married, of course, to Alan Ludden, the mm-hmm. man behind Password.
They're selling her wedding ring.
Oh, that's too bad. I don't like that.
A collection of cat jewelry.
I'll pass.
Betty White's actual bedroom door.
What? What are they, demolishing the home?
I don't know. A collection of animal figurines, all wearing sombreros.
Thank you, no.
Two panda watches.
You know, I may check out the site, though.
And one I wouldn't mind taking a look at to see if it's a bargain.
What?
Betty White's 2000 Cadillac Seville.
Absolutely.
Didn't you have one of those?
I did have a Cadillac, and it was 1994.
That was a nice car.
For a while.
Now, if Betty White isn't your thing, everybody loves Caddyshack. Rodney Dangerfield's yacht from Caddyshack is on sale for the bargain basement price.
How much?
$350,000. It's a 60-foot 1979 Striker, so it was brand new when they filmed. The movie came out in 1980, and it is still called Seafood, just like it was in the movie.
I'm not opposed to that. A little pricey, but I'm not opposed.
The boat has had work done to it.
Oh, it's not stock.
But it does come with cardboard cutouts of Rodney and other Caddyshack memorabilia.
I don't know. Now, did those two count as one story or two stories?
One.
Oh.
Would you rather
no,
that
no,
be two?
No, we're good. We're okay.
The pictures involved in this next story are just precious. Researchers in England did a weird study. Now, they have the latest ultrasound technology,
mm-hmm.
where it's not even considered 3D. It's considered 4D, where you can really sure. see details.
Sure.
And they had pregnant women take capsules that contained different vegetables, all of them in the third trimester. So they'd have mommy and the baby already under surveillance, and then yeah. they'd feed her things.
Yeah, and what mom eats, the baby eats.
Yep. And so they were watching to see if the baby reacted.
Okay.
One group of mommies took kale capsules. The other group took pills filled with carrot powder.
Well, come on.
Now, they ingested these things 20 minutes before the big detailed ultrasound. And you can actually see it on the baby's face. The two pills provoked very different reactions. Babies exposed to the carrot pills seem to smile almost to the point of laughing.
Okay, carrots are good. Bugs Bunny.
The ones exposed to kale scowled and appeared very upset.
You just say the word kale and I'm scowling.
Researchers think it's because carrots are fairly sweet and kale is bitter. They do say this is the first direct evidence that unborn babies in the third trimester can react to different tastes and smells. So you may wonder, should pregnant women avoid kale altogether?
Yeah.
They say maybe not. They are in the process of doing a follow-up study to see if exposing your baby to things like kale in the womb helps them get used to it so it won't come as such a shock later.
Hmm.
However, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
But if you're a pregnant lady, especially in the third trimester, and baby's giving you a little too many kicks,
yeah,
maybe eat a carrot.
Yeah, make the baby happy.
Yeah.
And California carrot.
Yeah, because it changes. Because when you're pregnant, if baby ain't happy,
yeah,
nobody's happy. Then it changes after the baby's born to if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
I want you to do this. Now, first of all, I like Florida produce. We have some of the best produce in the world. But my mom taught me this. She would go grocery shopping and get Florida carrots, which I don't mind in a salad and everything. That's great. And she'd get California carrots. And she said, try a Florida carrot and try a California carrot. And I don't know if it's the soil or the type of carrot that grows in California. And you can see it on the plastic label when you buy them in the grocery store. California carrot, sweeter than a Florida carrot.
And when you read the labels, Dan,
you set a better table.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill?
I'll take a blind taste test and tell you which one's the California carrot and which one's the Florida carrot.
Well, I don't want to do anything to help California.
Well, I agree with you there, but I can tell you I could do it.
We've dealt with a lot of authors over the years.
Yeah, we have.
And many of them that we have had on the show are because they picked an odd subject to write a book about.
Right.
Well, this is one of those. And who knows what inspired him to do this. A 58-year-old travel writer from the UK named Graham Askey spent $170,000 traveling the globe in search of the world's absolute worst public toilet.
Got one right there down in
Collier.
Could have
saved him a lot of time and money.
Take a trip on this one. Everybody coming off the alley, that first exit, getting off the alley into Naples, and you take that first exit, there's a gas station restroom there that's the worst.
I will, you never say never. But I can say this. I will not go back into that restroom without a full hazmat suit. I'm certain that my life longevity was lessened. I think it's probably the equivalent of working in a coal mine for 5 years, just going in there to take a whiz.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to 91 different countries, traveled 75,000 miles, And he's got the book coming out today entitled Toilets of the Wild Frontier. It is a collection of the 36 worst public bathrooms he could find on the planet. Like one in China that was used as a toilet, but in reality, it became a toilet when somebody left a bathtub outside. Mm. In West Africa, a wooden chair, hole in the seat, bucket underneath.
Sure.
But the interesting thing is when you're doing a project like that, how do you know when it's over?
How do you know?
Well, according to him, you know. He finally ended his quest after locating a restroom near the Afghan border in Tajikistan. He describes it as an outhouse that gives every appearance it's about to fall down. And it is built on a pile of rocks with rats and venomous snakes everywhere, so you have to be very careful. It also only has two standing walls. The other sides are covered by a big sheet that just hangs there. And since there is no toilet paper, people use that sheet. Well done. Like he said, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'm done.
And that's the news for today, Friday, September 23rd.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is, little Mucky Haney. Telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. And it means a lot to us. So thank you. Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock to take you through your Friday. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I got married during the pandemic. And my husband did this terrible thing to me right after we got married. He didn't hit me or anything, but he went bald. I think that's worse. Because if you try to hit me, I can duck that. But if you go bald, I just have to stand there and act like that's not happening to me. This was not okay. I mean, the pattern wasn't... I mean, sometimes you see a balding pattern, you're like, this I can work with. You know, you see like a totally bald guy with like... big muscles and a thick neck. He's like a wild horse with a temper. My husband is a thin man. So this was like, are you sick? There's patches disappearing. Like a dandelion in the spring. I was like, did God blow on your head and make a wish?
Have yourselves a great weekend. Be careful. Don't panic. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Now, here's the youngster who did it when they said it couldn't be done. The superstar of the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, here is Joe Namath.
Broadway Joe!
Hey!
How are you, buddy?
Outstanding.
I gotta hand it to you. I was a little worried after week one where you came out of the box not doing as well as expected. And again, you're our pro at this, coming on picking games. Last week, a good bounce back week for you in week two.
Well, there was a lot of wackiness going on in week one.
Yeah, there was a lot of wackiness, and there's still a little bit of wackiness going on with some of the games even last week, but you were much improved. 9-6 last week, 16 wins, 13 losses, and one tie overall. And so, and rightfully so, not a losing week yet. Now you're south of us. You aware that there's a storm coming?
What's that?
A storm? Are you prepared? Do you have enough propane, water, and provisions in your home?
I'm not sure what storm you're referring to.
There's a tropical storm out there that everybody's hitting the panic button on right now, even though it's days out, but it still doesn't hurt to be prepared. I would hope that you have, like, automatic hurricane shutters and stuff like that.
Well, this catches me a little by surprise. I don't know if I'm telling tales out of school, but you gave me some advice during week one.
What was that? I can't remember. That's 3 weeks ago. I don't remember what it was.
Well, at the time, I thought it was good advice, but you said, you know what, Joe? With all the wackiness going on in politics and war and all that, you know what I've done?
What?
This is what you told me. Okay. You said, Joe, I just shut the television off.
Oh, but that's what I do.
I don't read newspapers,
nope,
and I've never felt better.
Yep, it really helps with the brain.
Yeah, so you're telling me there's a hurricane.
Well, not yet. You have people, don't you, that come in, a cleaning lady, maybe someone that prepares your meals, does the yard work. Maybe they can tell you the little things like prepare for a storm.
Very few of them speak English. They just wouldn't come to work.
Well, have they come to work?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then don't worry about anything. You're good.
Good fella out there trimming the bush right now.
All right. Oh, by the way, did you have Cleveland beating Pittsburgh last night?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that was a surprising one.
With all of the Deshaun Watson talk and all of this and all of that, who would have thought Jacoby Brissett has Cleveland at 3-0 and some of the jackasses up there are actually writing, well, will they bench Jacoby when Deshaun comes back? Give him.
All right, you heard him. Here are Broadway Joe's NFL picks for week number 3 in the National Football League. His winners: Chicago, Las Vegas, Kansas City, Miami over Buffalo at home. He likes them. Other winners: Minnesota, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Carolina, the Chargers, the Rams, Seattle. He likes the Bucks at home against the Green Bay Packers. San Francisco on Sunday night, his other winner. And on Monday night, he likes the New York Football Giants. Broadway, strong opinions on this week's games. They look like there's some good ones. I'm looking forward to the Miami-Buffalo game. Let's cross our fingers. It sounds like you know what you're talking about this week.
Well, unless somehow that hurricane that you're talking about,
what
that
hurricane?
I've never heard of
what,
before.
Is there a hurricane?
You just told me
you
there
gonna
was.
You going to believe me, or are you going to believe what you see your groundspeople and maids say at your house?
Well, they're not worried, so I'm not worried.
All right.
Thanks, Sam.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.